well aware that this is it's not local management we need to resolve the issues with. It's actually a decision to make at the government level, and particularly with the Minister of Finance. And in that regard, we realise that no single union, or even the unions together collectively, won't be sufficient to change the Minister's mind. What it takes will be a combined action on behalf of the people of Donegal to ensure that our voice is heard at the highest level in government.
That would have been assisted if a Fianna Fáil elected representative had attended today's meeting, but they didn't. Who's going to bring that message if the local elected members can't make it?
Well, I think the people of Donegal will bring it, that these meetings are important and they should make themselves available. To be fair, we did have an apology from Mary Coughlin. We had an apology from Cecilia Keaveney as well. And Cecilia, to be fair to her, suggested she meet with us next week. But having said that, I think the issues around Letterkenny General Hospital and of the primary health care in Donegal are of such importance, I think people should have made maybe more of an effort to try and be here.
Are you being perhaps a little bit diplomatic? I'm sure your feelings are stronger than that.
Well, the reality is, Greg, I suppose, look, it's up to people to make up their own minds when their political representatives don't make themselves available for a meeting. Now, to be fair, the meeting was called at short notice, but I think the issues around Letterkenny General Hospital, I think the issues around healthcare, and for the people who are going to be getting sick over the next 2 years, of such vital importance that if I had been a political leader, I certainly would have been at the meeting.